You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Detroit Tigers. I'm Dave Raymond with Jason Beck, who has been following the stories this week here at the winter meetings. Jason, a lot of action in the division, but for the Tigers, what is the top priority right now?
I think right now, if they had to have do one thing, they've got to get something clarified as far as the outfield. You know, they say they're set with, you know, J.D. Martinez in one of the corners, Rajay Davis getting the bulk of the time in the others. But, you know, but they still would like to get a left-handed hitter to at least mix in there. I think when you look at the splits that Rajay Davis put up, lefties, righties, I think there's a, you know, specific motivation, a specific purpose to get a left-handed hitter in there to kind of take at least – you know, some sort of like a platoon type mix there. You know, the good news there is that, you know, they have options. They can go big. You know, Yoenis Cespedes obviously has been mentioned quite a bit. But they can go small because there's some smaller names out there who, while maybe not necessarily, you know, being viewed as like big time production guys, can fit a hole specifically, you know, towards what the Tigers really need.
Well, let's start with Cespedes, because you've been following this one, been reporting on again, off again talks with the Red Sox. Where does that stand right now?
Well, I mean, the Tigers like Cespedes a lot. I mean, the track record speaks for itself. You know, if not for Victor Martinez's knee injury in the pursuit of Prince Fielder, you know, he might well have ended up in the Tigers uniform all along back, you know, when he first signed with Oakland. You know, so, you know, they know what they're getting there. They like what they've seen. They like the power. They can live with the on-base percentage. I think for them, the big question is going to be cost. You know, a lot of people are calling about the Tigers pitching. A lot of people see an opportunity to maybe, you know, get one of their starters and kind of take advantage of a situation where, you know, if you can get a guy on a contract year, you know, whether it's Porcello or Price, you know, you can pay, you know, it's going to be a heavy, you know, price tag given arbitration. But you're not talking about a long-term deal like what you're seeing for the free agent starters out there. And really some of the other guys out there on the trade market, such as Cole Hamels. You know, if the Tigers are going to trade one of those starters, you know, they've got to be able to fill a hole in, you know, the void that it creates. It's a little bit trickier now than it was before, simply because by trading Robbie Ray, they traded one of those young options that they were looking at maybe to fill a hole. Now they have other guys, you know, such as Buck Farmer, Kyle Ryan, mm-hmm. Drew Verhagen, who might be able to slot in, but I think the Tigers would rather avoid that. You know, they'd rather go in with four established starters and then have a young guy as a fifth, such as Shane Green, than have to fill two slots with young guys. You know, and especially now when you're looking at competing in a division that's going to have, you know, rotation like what the White Sox have, like what the Indians are building, and even quietly what the Twins have if they can get some contributions from your young guys. I think pitching's at a premium right now. And when you look at what the rest of the division is doing, you know, the Tigers starters are more valuable to them right now than they were, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I want to get back to the starting pitching and, for that matter, the bullpen, which is always a topic of conversation with your team. But sticking with the outfield situation. So the Yoenis Cespedes situation, fluid and complex. But there are, as you mentioned, some other lesser-known names or maybe not quite as expensive guys out there. Matt Joyce is a name you've floated. Are there others that you might suggest would be a potential fit?
Well, I mean, you hear a lot about the Tampa Bay Rays being willing to trade, you know, a lot of their outfield help. You know, they've made matches before, obviously, with David Price. You know, the Rays know that system. I think they could find something that could work there if they wanted. You know, you hear a lot about what the, you know, Braves are looking to do as far as their outfielders, you know, including Evan Gattis, who, you know, I think some people see as more of a catcher. The price tag's a little heavy on that, and I think it's a different situation in that the Braves are looking more for prospect talent, and the Tigers are in this situation where, you know, while they still have some talent there, it's not at the depth of what other organizations have. And so that, in part, is why you see them getting creative and trying to do things, you know, maybe with some of their major league guys and trying to match up there with teams that could use, you know, some of their guys who are already on the big league club and might be close to free agency, but who fit a short-term need for certain teams. You know, there's other guys out there on the market. You know, Andy Dierks is a guy, mm-hmm. they're obviously familiar with. You know, they lost him on waivers at the end of the season. He just got non-tendered. You know, he's a guy who can match up, although you know, you don't necessarily know what you're getting with him because he's coming off the injury-plagued season. So there's options there. They're not glamorous, but for what the Tigers need, I think they have to be considered as options because you know, it's not easy to wave goodbye to one of these starters. And then, you know, at what cost do you make that outfield better, that you make that lineup better? You know, if you're looking at having three starters and then going into, you know, every other series or every third or fourth series, having to trust young guys for two of those three games.
Yeah, they're in a complex spot. Plus that rotation, as you point out, Scherzer's situation now. And then, of course, Price and Porcello in contract years. I mean, it could get dicey for them. Is there pressure right now to make a big move and to make a big push in this division? Because it seems like everybody else is loading up.
So far, I haven't seen it. I think Dave's kind of operating at his own. He tends to operate at his own speed at the winter meetings. You know, he's had situations where it's almost been the opposite, where the rest of the division is not doing a whole lot, and then the Tigers go out and do something big, and they say that they're looking beyond, you know, necessarily just their division competition, but also looking at the rest of the league. I think that was part of the motivation when they got Torrey Hunter a couple years ago. And when they did some of their moves, you know, last year to try to diversify their offense to compete on a playoff setting. And we saw what happened where, you know, it made a little bit of a difference, but the bullpen plagued them.
All right, let's go to the bullpen then. Interesting that Andrew Miller, that David Robertson, big names off the table now, two biggest off the table. I don't think I heard the Tigers' name mentioned in either of those sweepstakes. Were they involved? I mean, if there's one team that needs bullpen help, it's Detroit.
Right, and this was a team that was tied in, you know, at least in rumors, to almost all the big names on the bullpen market. But the reality is, you know, other than cursory conversations at the GM meetings, you know, kind of, you know, checking in, kind of seeing what the interest might be, there really wasn't much. I think there was one meeting on Andrew Miller, at which point it became abundantly clear that his market was going to be beyond what they were willing to do. I don't even know if there was that on David Robertson. What the Tigers have been looking to do, and I know it's not necessarily a popular sentiment here, is that you know, they're looking to do smaller deals. You got to remember, this is an organization where you know, the only non-closing reliever to get a long-term deal under Dave Dombrowski since he took over as GM was Joaquin Benoit. And he was kind of in a unique situation when he did that after 2010 season. It's a rarity, and it's not something they're really looking to do again, especially after giving up what they gave up to trade for Joaquin Soria to set up for them you know, this coming season, unless you know, Joe Nathan struggles again and they slot Soria in the closing role. You know, what they're looking for now is the supporting guys. I think they're looking for smaller deals, maybe do a number of smaller deals to bring guys in, you know, have them compete, and then trust in the numbers that you know one or two of those guys are going to shake out and be able to emerge from the pack and help you. And if you can get that, I think the Tigers would be happy. It's going to be interesting, though, from the left-handed side because there's really a huge void there that they're going to have to fill with somebody.
Well, let me ask you about Jabba Chamberlain. I mean, I think initially it was thought that they would probably let him walk and he would probably just walk. Are they more engaged and interested in bringing him back this year?
I think the market came back down a little bit, and I think it remains to be seen just how far the trickle-down effect goes from, you know, Robertson signing and how that affects the you know, the negotiations for a lot of these other guys. But, you know, if Jabba lingered on the market, I think there would be interest there to bring him in and have him kind of, you know, at least, you know, support you know, what they have in the bullpen, maybe work alongside Bruce Rondon in the seventh inning and kind of be able to bring him along. You know, that's a situation that's probably going to take some time to sort out. You know, time will tell what the Robertson deal means for all these other, you know, right-handed relievers, the non-closing guys, and what you can expect out of them. There's still a few levels to go before we really know, you know, kind of whether that means more guys are going to get multi-year deals, lucrative multi-year deals, than even we expected going in, you know, given how many teams were serious about upgrading bullpen.
Boy, still a lot for you to keep your eyes on, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Stay busy this week, my friend. Jason Beck, at Tigers.com. This has been MLB.com Extras, the Detroit Tigers.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.